Hey guys, it's me Aiden, and today we're going to be talking about a Marvel theory about Miles Morales. Okay, this theory, which I found on the internet, which is probably not true, maybe, but it says the Miles Morales in the main Marvel universe is not a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. As they say, and I quote, "The name Miles Morales is just about everywhere these days, with a new starring role in Sony's animated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and a brand new ongoing comic book series by Saldan Amon," I'm sorry if I said that wrong, "and Javier Garen," sorry if I said that wrong too. "It seems like everyone's been bitten by a brand new radioactive spider," which is basically the plot of that movie, if you didn't know. I recommend that movie because that was a really good movie. Okay, that made us wonder if there's a Peter Parker from Miles' world. Does that mean there would be Miles Morales from Peter's? Which is actually a good point. If I'm being honest, yeah. That's a really, really, really good point. I would have never thought of that. Thank you, Internet. Okay. The answer, surprisingly, yes. Of course. Okay. But the finger points of what that means are, well, a little weird and a bit complicated. What did you expect? It's comics. I mean, it's comics. So, next segment called A Tale of Two Miles. The first thing you'll need to understand when you start your Miles Morales journey in the distinguishing between the regular Marvel Universe, traditionally designated Earth 616 or Earth 616, I don't know, by fans, and the Ultimate Marvel Universe. The Ultimate Marvel line was a suit of early, I'm assuming probably 1900s, comics series designed to be a set of great, introductory series for new fans. They would often retell and reframe vintage origin stories and start at the beginning of familiar characters' histories, giving readers a fresh, ongoing story to jump into without the burden of decades worth of history to catch up on. Which also means they also make movies about, you know, restarting their character, mostly on Spider-Man movies, which makes sense of this theory. The Marvel multiverse is full of alternate realities, but for a good chunk of time, the two big ones were the Ultimate Universe and the regular 616 Universe. They were the two you needed to pay attention to. Everything on each incarnation of Earth is functionally the same unless we were told otherwise. In our timeline, for example, George Washington crossed the Delaware River with his men on Christmas Day in 1676. And so, unless specifically contracted by some aspect of an alternate history, you could assume that George Washington crossed the Delaware on December 25th, 1776. For the same reason, you could assume every alternate reality had some version of the other's Earth's characters. Here we go. They may not all look the same or have the same personality or same life experience, but you can assume that there was a Peter Parker on every Earth, a Steve Rogers, a Jessica Jones, and so on and so forth. The Miles Morales of the Ultimate Universe was a kid who was bitten by a radioactive spider and became Spider-Man. Because that's the story, everybody. The Miles Morales of the 616 universe was not that. He was, strangely enough, a criminal with a creepy, scared-up face and a pretty awful record. He also worked for Wilson Fisk for a time. So basically about as far from a Spider-Man as you could possibly get. Wait, what? This version of Miles was introduced in 2017 in the rather confusingly titled Spider-Men. Not Spider-Man, Spider-Men 2. Part, I think, hashtag 1, I don't know. Number 1. By Brian Michael Bendis and Cheryl Pichelli. Sorry, cannot say that right. And here's where things get really wild. Miles Morales, the good Miles Morales, was the Spider-Man of the Ultimate Universe for a handful of years, kept separate from the events of the 616 universe, where Peter Parker was still Spider-Man, until 2015, when an event called Secret Wars happened. Then things started to get a little less clearly defined. Secret Wars was a giant comic. Well, I mean, giant cosmic smash that destroyed a lot of Marvel's many, many parallel Earths. By the end of the story, many of them were remade, and luckily for Miles, the people remaking the universes rescued him and a whole swath of his continuity. Like his mother, father, and friends, and folded them into the new 616 version of events. This meant both Miles and Peter were Spider-Man in 616, and the Ultimate Universe was basically defunct. But there was still the matter of Earth 616 or 616's native Miles Morales. There were two versions of the same person existing on the same Earth at the same time. Not the best news for the time-space continuum. There we go, I think we're almost done here. So what happened? That's the question. Evil. Miles actually mostly tried to keep his head down following Secret Wars. His backstory was full of hard time and shady connections, but his daily life was relatively mundane. Man, I can't speak today. After being released from prison, he really only wanted to live a normal life with his girlfriend, Barbara Sanchez. But Miles' prison-based connections to people like Wilson Fisk weren't so easily or easy to leave behind. Eventually, Barbara was killed under mysterious circumstances, and Miles was left desperate and spiraling. I can't even speak. I don't know. Which allowed Fisk to move and offer a solution. He could offer Miles a way to escape this Earth for another one. One where Barbara was alive. With the help of both Fisk and the villainous Jack of all trades, Taskmaster, Miles hatched a plan to transport himself into this other dimension. This, unsurprisingly, caught the attention of both of Earth's Spider-Men. Again, not Spider-Man, Spider-Men. Peter and the good Ultimate Miles confronted the bad guys, and both incarnations, I cannot speak today, okay? I really cannot. Don't judge me. Of Miles realized they were meeting their, what do you call it? Depalongers? I don't know how to say it. Oh my gosh. Though the moment was anything but touching. Evil Miles shot Ultimate Miles in the shoulder and promptly escaped through the dimensional portal, which, in a moment of pure comic book symmetry, finally I got it right, sent him right to the old Ultimate Universe, where he presumably was able to live happily ever after with the ultimate version of Barbara, as that world's one and only Miles Morales. It's all a pretty complicated way to say that two different versions of the same switch places on a cosmic level, and a balance was maintained through the multiverse. Of course, this does mean that the other Miles is technically still out there, ready and waiting to come and be a thorn in the side of our Miles at same point in the future. Whether in a comic book plot, or in one of the planned Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse animated spin-offs. After all, it's a Marvel multiverse. Stranger things have happened. And guys, I think that's gonna wrap up our theory for today of Miles Morales actually being evil instead of the superhero he's supposed to be. So, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you did. Maybe you'll take this and maybe you'll learn something today from Marvel and Miles Morales. If you ever seen the movie, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, I really do recommend that movie, because that's a really, really good movie. I liked it. I enjoyed it very, very much. And, yeah, go follow me on Twitter if you want maybe some more news. And follow me on Instagram, both at AidenCan21. And subscribe to my YouTube channel at AidenCan2. No numbers, it's just AidenCan, and then a number. I mean, what the heck? No. It's AidenCan. I mean, no, Aiden. Man, I'm messing up today. I really can't speak today. Aiden, spacebar, can too. That's how you do it. And, thank you guys for listening again. And that's it for my theory. Thank you. See you guys next time.